Jesus came to seek and to save what was lost, in this case, Zacchaeus, and you, and me, and our world. The gospel gives us just the end game, so we really need to know the prequel to understand the story. It all begins with a poor young Jewish man who, like his contemporaries, lived in a squalid, harsh, unjust world. He was probably clever in a conniving way, adept at figuring out how the world really works, perhaps with a certain charm, and certainly with an aggressive streak that could not tolerate his remaining poor and unknown. So he persuaded the Romans to make him a tax collector. The Romans selected Jews to collect taxes on exports, imports, goods being transported, and goods traded in marketplaces, that is to say, taxes on everything. These Jews collected what the Romans demanded, plus an additional amount for themselves. Some, like Zacchaeus, became senior tax collectors, overseeing sub-collectors who did the dirty work. And he became rich. According to the Talmud, tax collectors were equivalent to prostitutes, murderers, and robbers. Cheating a tax collector was not considered a sin. Money they collected was considered unfit for charity, hence the high priests refusing to allow Judas to return the money for which he had betrayed Jesus. And yet, when Zacchaeus meets Jesus in the story we just heard, his first words assure Jesus that he has changed radically from his former ways. How could this have happened? In the prequel, he must have heard stories about Jesus and somehow started to desire to meet him. Probably, to his astonishment, the desire to meet Jesus morphed into a realization of how corrupt his life had become. And, most astonishing of all to him, he decided to change. Is this process purely psychological? I don't think so. The first reading tells us that God does not despise what he has created and preserves what he has created by continuing to call it forth. In the gospel, we see the new, reformed Zacchaeus whom Jesus has called forth. And yet it seems silly to think that Jesus changes people simply by waving the magic wand of ontological transformation. So let's take a second look. The young Zacchaeus perceived human life as no more than transactions among people, and he figured out that money would flow his way if he could control certain transactions. And indeed, it did. But as he heard stories about Jesus, a new perception emerged in him. What had seemed to be no more than transactions, just giving and taking, began to seem to him, in fact, modes of relationship. In time, he came to perceive that these relationships carried moral value, that demanding exorbitant taxes or repaying extorted taxes gave moral color to the relationship, and that generosity in relationship brought him a sense of joy and satisfaction. It is this joy and satisfaction we hear in him in today's gospel. Jesus' greatest gift to Zacchaeus was not to absolve his sin and open his future to a personally and communally beneficial life, great as those gifts were. Jesus' greatest gift to Zacchaeus was to awaken in him a consciousness of his own consciousness, a consciousness through which and in which he perceived who he was, and who and what was going on around him. That which he could consciously perceive, he could then consciously embrace in a way that brought him more deeply into conscious relationship. The embracing gave substance to his perfect perceptions. Once perceived, the perceptions could then be interpreted, and from the interpretation, meaning could flow. Joy and satisfaction express the new meaning he had discovered in his life. What Jesus gave to Zacchaeus as Jesus' greatest gift, Jesus gives to entire populations of people. This consciousness may be inchoate at its inception within the population, yet in time it becomes perceptible in words and thoughts of what might be. In the 1960s, for example, the civil rights movement in this country was a political manifestation of a new awareness, a growing intuition, a realization among the wider population of what slavery, a century of Jim Crow laws, and domestic apartheid had wrought to the detriment of people of African descent and to our nation as a whole. Martin Luther King's contribution was to articulate a vision that gave form to this emerging consciousness, such that the vision became a great movement. In this case, we can ask also whether psychological or political explanations for these changes are sufficient. The Zacchaeus story points to a divine author who seeks and saves. In what hardly could be a coincidence, within the same decade as the civil rights movement, there arose in this country the free speech movement, the women's liberation movement, the gay and lesbian movement, and not least for us Catholics, the Second Vatican Council. The council did not simply replace one set of rules with a different set of rules, nor one way of saying Mass with another. The council gave voice to a vision of church that was entirely new within the life of the preceding millennium, and yet one that had been in embryo since the late 19th century. The consciousness of a new church had been emerging in multiple countries over multiple years among people not always in communication with one another. The consciousness emerged in history through the inspiration of John the 23rd, and it is no coincidence that he was trained as a historian. Many would say that the council was Jesus' greatest gift to the church in recent centuries. Like Jesus' greatest gift to Zacchaeus, the council awakened Catholics and non-Catholics to a richer, fuller, and deeper consciousness of our world and of God present in it as the one who saves. Pope Francis, in turn, is offering us a yet newer vision for the church in our day, a church whose presence and power are decentralized and extended to the peripheries, most recently to the farthest reaches of the Amazon. Of course, the forces of resistance are alive and well, but the Spirit of God cannot be stopped. Jesus seeks out and saves what was lost or ignored or repressed, and he comforts us when we are dazed and distraught. But he is the Lord of life, and his church will endure to the end of time.